Warning, the following podcast is not fit for any children, let alone most adults. If you are a sensitive listener, please stop listening now. I know that I'm going to. There are some songs in here that I don't want to touch with a 10-foot pike, and I am just going to sit down over here and relax. Tony, Joe, you got this one. Have fun with the show.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 202. Kristen's Totally Inappropriate Body. Well, shit, I screwed that up.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Kristen would appreciate us talking about, you know, her inappropriate body, but that might not be what the podcast fans want.
Let's try that again. The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 202, Kristen's Totally Inappropriate Porno Body Holiday Special Show.
Today's show is brought to you by the Celtic invasion of the Highlands of Scotland. Are you ready for the adventure of a lifetime? When you join Mark Gunn on a Celtic invasion vacation, you aren't packed in a bus like sardines. You're not desperately racing from one overcrowded tourist site to another. Instead, you will relax and savor the land like a local as you experience our motto, good food, good drink, and good company. In June 2013, you can see the Highlands of Scotland as we raid the countryside of Inverness before descending on Stirling. There will be music and excitement like you've never seen before with Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasion of Scotland. Join the invasion today at CelticInvasion.com.
Let's go to the pub tonight. Well, there'll be plenty girls, all right. You gonna let it all hang out, big bosom girls? You make the Rennie world go round.
Hey, I was just a skinny lad, never knew no good from bad, but I learned life while watching the pub scene.
Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and here are your hosts, a man who is always away on a mission for Merlin and is shrouded in mystery, Joe Hiddu, the gatekeeper between the worlds, an expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I am Tony Artem.
And I am Joe Hiddu.
Oh, wow. Joe's back.
How's
Joe doing?
Like a bad rash, I show up when you least expect me.
Oh. Well, you can't be that bad.
The jury's still out on that one.
So you just recently told me, just before recording, that you came back from, where is it, Mordor, right?
sandy plains underneath the Tower of Doom.
Ah. So they let you out just for a little bit?
just for a little bit. I have to go back. Very much a thank you, sir. May I have another?
Ah. Well, at least we got you on another show. That counts.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
So that first song you heard was the Big Bosom Girls by the Village Idiots from Chambers of Stupidity. Yeah, so this is the body show, of course, dedicated to Kristen. And we got a bunch of new songs in here. And some of your fan requests are in here. So, yeah, if you are easily offended, you probably don't want to be listening to this show.
Honestly, if you're easily offended, given the first song, you probably have already been offended.
True. Good point.
But I'm looking forward to hearing some of this music. This is great stuff. Next up, we have The Virgin Sturgeon by The Dregs.
Hey, I just wanted to make a note about this next song. Originally, we had a request from one of our Facebook fans for The Virgin Sturgeon from The Dregs from Live at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, which isn't an album, and the recording doesn't exist. So I contacted The Dregs, and they actually recorded a live version of this just for you. If you're not already fans of The Dregs, please go over there and fan them, and send them a thank you for doing this extra special tender recording of Virgin Sturgeon.
Okay, fine. Just start the damn song.
Caviar comes from a virgin sturgeon. A virgin sturgeon's a very fine fish. Virgin sturgeon needs no urgent. That's why caviar is my dish. I gave caviar to my hound dog. My old hound dog's name is Gray. Now he acts just like a puppy.
He won't let go of my leg. Caviar comes from a virgin sturgeon. A virgin sturgeon's a very fine fish. Virgin sturgeon needs no urgent. That's why caviar is my dish.
Caviar comes from a virgin sturgeon. A virgin sturgeon's a very fine fish. Virgin sturgeon needs no urgent. That's why caviar is my dish.
I gave caviar to my uncle. He's been sterile all his life. Now he has some 28 children.
I thank God I'm not his wife. Caviar comes from a virgin sturgeon. A virgin sturgeon's a very fine fish. Virgin sturgeon needs no urgent. That's why caviar is my dish.
Into the rated PG-13 territory. Now I'm kind of crazy. I gave caviar to my sweetheart. She always did it willingly. Now she does it with a vengeance.
Oh my God, it's killing me. Caviar comes from a virgin sturgeon. A virgin sturgeon's a very fine fish. Virgin sturgeon needs no urgent. That's why caviar is my dish.
Okay, here's where it gets to be rated R. What's R for? Rated R. Ratzenberger.
Oh.
Go look it up, kids. You'll figure it out later. Here we go. I gave caviar to the baker. He's a man of earthly joys. Now he's doing 10 to 20
for molesting little boys. Caviar comes from a virgin sturgeon. A virgin sturgeon's a very fine dish. Virgin sturgeon needs no virgin. That's why caviar is my dish.
Say that?
Pray. Asking nuns if you want to pray. Seriously, what the hell else are you going to do with a nun?
Well,
caviar comes from virgin sturgeon. Virgin sturgeon's a very fine dish. Virgin sturgeon need no virgin. That's why caviar is my dish.
Woo!
Special. Whenever life gets you down, has you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind.
Toot, toot.
And when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line.
If you ever get rates are low and you don't know where to go.
Sing it, Randy.
Come and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string. Cause I got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
I take a look at my enormous wiener. And everything is going my way. I take a look at my enormous hoo-ha. And the happy times are coming to stay.
Well, I sing and I dance when I dance in my pants. And the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous tallywhacker. And everything is going my way. My enormous willie, and everything is going my way.
I take a look at my enormous wee-wee, and the happy times are coming to stay.
Yeah, I got massive amounts in the place where it counts, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way. My summer sausage,
no, everything's going my way. My anaconda,
and everything's going my way. My ballpark frame,
no, everything's going my way. My Eiffel Tower,
and everything is going my way. My bait and tackle,
no, everything's going my way. My Gilbert Slinger,
but everything's going my way. My trouser trombone,
no, everything's going my way. My jelly hop-ho,
no, everything's going my way. My Monty Python,
no, everything's going my way. My Purple Lavender,
and everything's going my way. My Uncle Remus,
no, everything's going my way. My Johnny Crock Ring,
and everything's going my way. My new kebab.
Enough! Boys, that is just wrong.
What?
Besides, you know, size doesn't matter.
Yeah, Coco, you're right. My weapon of ass destruction.
Everything is going. I said everything is going. I said everything is going. My way. My way.
I went to my first orgy. They said I'd have a ball. A pile of naked bodies lay as high as I was tall. They told me just squeeze in there and don't feel shy one bit. I pushed and shoved and some went in, but most just wouldn't fit.
The trouble with an orgy, though some may think it's fine, with bodies piled it's hard to know what's his or hers or mine.
Some women at the orgy, they stripped me down quite bare. I boldly showed them all my pride, a tool for them to share. 2 inches more, I loudly said, and I would be a king. 2 inches less, the women said, and you would be a queen.
The trouble with an orgy, though some may think it's fine, with bodies piled, it's hard to know what's his or hers or mine.
Confusion at the orgy, it's kinda dark, you see. I reached around and squeezed someone and heard a shout of glee. I then explored much further and felt something quite thick. The girl I grabbed I thought was deaf, it turned out to be Dick.
The trouble with an orgy, though some may think it's fine, with bodies piled it's hard to know what's his or hers or mine.
A priest outside the doorway, he yelled, "This is a sin. How dare you hold an orgy and not let the clergy in?" With that, he came inside the house and joined right in the session. Then later spent the next 3 days bragging in confession.
The trouble with an orgy, though some may think it's fine, with bodies piled, it's hard to know what's his or hers or mine.
A dog was at the orgy. I thought it just their pet. Instead turned out to be the date of our local vet. He said her name was Binky. The things she did were vile, but some got bored because she only liked it doggy style.
The trouble with an orgy, though some may think it's fine, with bodies piled it's hard to know what's his or hers or mine.
In came the village hangman, an ugly guy named Bong. I asked why they invited him, they said that man is hung. And then he just to prove it, performed a shocking trick. He bent his head down just an inch and gave himself a lick.
The trouble with an orgy, though some may think it's fine, with bodies piled it's hard to know what's his or hers or mine.
At last I left the orgy, and sorry I had come. I truly hurt all over now, especially me bum. For in the dark it's hard to see, and men there I have found that in the dark those bastards will poke anything that's round.
The trouble with an orgy, though some may think it's fine, with bodies piled it's hard to know what's his or hers or mine. The trouble with an orgy, though some may think it's fine, with bodies piled it's hard to know what's his or hers or
taboo for Maggie, sweet and true. I'll fall in love with you alone.
And you, and you, and you.
What's wrong with us?
He's a mother round. He's a mother round. On the table you must go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. And if I catch you bending, I'll saw your legs right off. So knees up, knees up. Don't get the breeze up. Knees up, mother round.
I'm Marigold, so sweet. Always thinking life's a treat. But when things go south, wash out my mouth.
Lather, rinse, repeat. Knees up, mother round. Knees up, mother round. On the table you must go.
Dark arts, come take a chance on dark romance.
She dots her eyes with hearts.
Nice.
Knees up, mother brown. Knees up, mother brown. On the table you must go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. And if I catch you bending, I'll saw your legs right off. So knees up, jump to the breeze up. Knees up, mother brown.
To procreate,
then get kicked out of bed.
Bye bye.
He's a mother brown. He's a mother brown. On the table you must go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. And if I catch him, then I'll saw your legs right off. So knees up, knees up. Don't get the breeze up. Knees up, mother brown.
Now Marjorie, that's me, and I take whiskey and me tea. I'll run through town and knock boys down
and chase them up a tree.
He's
a mother brown. He's a mother brown. On the table you must go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. And if I catch him, then
me, hey, ding dorum down. An old man came caught me, me being young. An old man came caught me, said he would marry me. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man, for he's got no forlorum, by diddle di dorum down. He's got no forlorum, by diddle di day. He's got no forlorum, he's lost his ding-dorum down. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. When we went to church, hey, ding-dorum down. When we went to church, me being young. When we went to church, he left me in the lurch. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. For he's got no forlorum, by diddle, I dorum down. He's got no forlorum, by diddle, I day. He's got no forlorum, he's lost his ding-dorum down. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. When we went to bed, hey, ding-dorum down. When we went to bed, me being young. When we went to bed, he lay like it were dead. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. For he's got no forlorum, by diddle, I dorum down. He's got no forlorum, by diddle, I day. He's got no forlorum, he's lost his ding-dorum down. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. When he went to sleep, hey, ding-dorum down. When he went to sleep, me being young. When he went to sleep, out of bed I did creep into the arms of a handsome young man. And I found my forlorum, by diddle, I dorum down. I found my forlorum, by diddle, I day. I found my forlorum, a great big dig dorum down. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man.
And that was Maids, When You Are Young by the Other Women from I Want You for Fun and... God.
You're not supposed to start drinking until after the show, Tony. You want to take that one again?
I Want You for Fun and Frivolity, and then I'll give it back to you.
Then I'll give you back. Yeah. It's a CD.
Yeah, it's a CD. I Want You for Fun and Frivolity, and then I'll give it back. Okay. Or Matt, we can just have Matt say that one.
Yes, okay, fine. It's Maids When You're Young by the Other Woman from I Want You for Fun and Frivolity, and then I'll give you
back. All right.
All right.
And before that, we had Knees Up, Mother Brown by the Bells of Bedlam from Folked Up. And I really thought I was going to mess that up. It's an easy one to tongue tie.
Yes. Well, like the last one. And before that, The Trouble with an Orgy by Axel the Thought from The Trouble with an Orgy.
And here I was thinking I was going to be relaxing this show. No, Tony, it's an orgy, not an orgy. The Trouble with an Orgy by Axel the Thought from the album The Trouble with an Orgy. I swear you're doing this on purpose.
And before that, we had Enormous Penis by Boca Musica from Goin' South.
So next up, we have The Chandler's Wife by Half Pint from Fair and Tender Ladies.
A man went into a Chandler's shop, some candles for to buy. But when he got into the shop, nobody did he spy. So he turned upon his heels and towards the door he sped. When he heard the son of a right above his head. Right above his head. Now this young man was a bold young man, so up the stairs he sped, and very surprised was he to find the Chandler's wife in bed. And with her was a bold young man of most incredible size. Yes, and they were having a right before his eyes. Yes, and they were having a right before his eyes. Now when the fun was over and done, she lifted up her head. And she said, if you will keep my secret, sir, if you would be so kind. Well, you may drop in for a whenever you feel inclined. Yes, you may drop in for a whenever you feel inclined. So many a night and many a day when the Chandler wasn't home, down into the Chandler shop for candles he would roam. But nary a one she gave.
way to bed. Just a little bit more of that. To light his way to bed. Now all you married men, take heed whenever you go to town. If you must leave your lass alone, be sure to tie her down. Or if you would be kind to her, just lay her right down on the floor.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes, and give her so much of that. She'll come back to you for more. Yes, and give her so much of that. She'll come back to you for more.
Some folks have a pussy, a bunny or a bitch. Some folks have a little ass with fleas that make them itch. But me, I raise chickens and I'm a favorite one. He's Dick, my little cockerel, but I don't know where he's gone.
Has anybody seen my cock? My big Westchester red. He's mostly pink with a little bit of blue and purple around his head. He stands straight up in the morning and gives me quite a shock. Has anybody seen my cock?
He's a plucky little.
A miller, my husband's a miller, is he? All day he grinds wheat, and at night he comes home and drinks tea.
Oh, you poor thing. I see. My husband's a sheep shearer.
My husband's a sheep shearer, is he? All day he strips sheep. And at night he comes home and drinks tea.
Yeah, you thought that was just me, didn't you?
Actually, yeah, I did.
No. Because my husband's a beaver. A beaver.
Oh, my baby, husband. You can't say that.
You can't say that.
See, a man's not a beaver.
Of course a man can be a beaver.
A woman's a beaver.
What?
Well, part of a woman.
What?
Well, that special part.
My husband's a dam fixer, a dam fixer, a dam fixer. My husband's a dam fixer, is he?
You're sick.
All day he plugs holes. And at night he comes home and drinks tea.
Well, go ahead, laugh it up. Wait till your husband gets a job.
My husband's a beef eater.
A beef eater.
A beef eater. My husband's a...
What? Your husband's a beef eater?
Yes!
I think I know your problem.
I don't get it.
No, and you won't. My husband's a glassblower, a glassblower, a glassblower. My husband's a glassblower, is he? All day he blows glass, he blows glass, he blows glass. And at night he comes home and drinks tea.
Well, see, you're not getting it either. My husband's a yeoman,
a yeoman, a yeoman. My husband's a yeoman, is he? All day he thrusts pikes, he thrusts pikes.
God's death, it is so hard to get your tongue around.
Good. You have no idea.
Yeah. And at night he comes home and drinks tea.
Yeah.
It almost makes you want to give up men.
Ooh.
Almost. My husband's a husband, a husband, a husband. My husband's a husband, is he? All day he drinks tea, he drinks tea, he drinks tea. And at night he comes home and drinks me. Duh. Oh. Men. I hate men.
Tea. I hate tea.
Fishermen, fishermen, standing by the sea. Now have you got a crayfish that you can sell to me? By the wayside, I diddly I do. Well, yes, sir, now that indeed I do. Why, here is a lovely crayfish I'd be glad to sell to you. By the wayside, I diddly I do. So I took him home and I thought he'd like to swim. So I filled up the chamber pot and I threw the buggered in. By the wayside, I diddly I do. And in the middle of the night, well, I thought I'd have a fit. When my old lady got up to
wash her face.
By the wayside, I diddly I do.
Husband, husband,
she cried out to me.
The devil is in the chamber pot and he's got hold of me.
By the wayside, I diddly I do.
Children, children,
by the wayside, I diddly I do. Children, children, now did you hear the grunt? Come and see the crayfish that bit your mother's. By the wayside, I diddly I do. That's the end of a song, and there isn't any more. I've an apple in me pocket, and I'll save you half the core. By the wayside, I diddly I do.
Over, all right, you make over, roll your neck over, the man in the moon. Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da.
If all the young men were like fox on a tether, I'd kneel them down and I'd strap them with leather.
Roll your leg over, all right, roll your leg over, roll your leg over, the man in the moon. Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da. If all the young ladies were sheep for a day, I'd play a shepherd and I'd flock them all day. Roll your leg over, all roll your leg over, roll your leg over, the man in the moon. Ba-da-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da.
If all the young men were like boats on the ocean, I'd be a wave and I'd show them the motion.
Roll your leg over, all roll your leg over,
ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
I'd be a scholar and finger them all.
Roy leg over, oh, Roy leg over, Roy leg over, the man in the moon.
If all the young men were like pipes I could play, I'd be a piper and blow them all day.
Roy leg over, oh, Roy leg over, Roy leg over, the man in the moon.
All the young ladies were like locks on a gate, I'd be their key and insert and rotate.
Roy leg over, oh, Roy leg over, Roy leg over, the man in the moon.
If all the young men were like tarts in a pan, I'd be a baker and cream them by hand.
Roy leg over, oh, Roy leg over, Roy leg over, the man in the moon.
If all the young ladies were sweet little foxes, I'd be their keeper and sweep out their boxes.
Roy leg over, oh, Roy leg over, Roy leg over, the man in the moon.
If all the young men were pieces of wood, I'd be sandpaper and polish them good.
Roy leg over, oh, Roy leg over, Roy leg over, the man in the moon.
And that was Roll Your Leg Over by Merry Mischief from their CD Lusty Ditties.
And before that, The Crayfish by Molly and the Tinker from The Best of Molly and Tinker, Volume 1.
And before that, we had Professions by The Interpreters from Be Gentle.
And before that, The Cockler Song?
I don't know.
Cockler Song?
Cockerel?
I don't know either. By The Merry Wives of Windsor from Happy Endings. We'll have to ask Matt about that one, too.
Matt!
Cockerel, noun, a young rooster. You can practice using the word cockerel by repeating the following phrase. Say, that's a mighty fine cockerel. Cockerel.
Coming up next, we have Little Oyster Girl by Craig of Farrington from his CD, 20 Years of Spicy Delights.
As I was a-walking down a London street, a pretty little oyster girl I happened for to meet. I lifted up her basket and boldly took a peek to see if she had any oysters. Oyster, my oyster, fine oyster, cried she, the finest tasting oyster that there ever will be. My price is 1 and 20, but a handsome lad you be. I bargained for my basket of oysters. Oh, landlord, cried she, have you got a little room for this bonny lad and me, where we can sit down and very merry be, and bargain for a basket of oysters? We'd only been upstairs for 5 minutes, no more, when that pretty little oyster girl, she headed for the door. She picked up my purse and down the stairs she tore, and I'd only got a taste of her oyster. Oh, landlord, I cried. Did you see that little oyster girl a-drinking by my side? She picked all my pockets, but the landlord, he replied, now you shouldn't be so fond of your oysters. Now all you brash young lads, be advised by me. If you meet a little oyster girl and you would merry be sure to lock the door and hide away the key, or you'll never get a taste of her oyster.
As I went out one morning on the 14th of July, I met a maid and I asked her age, and she gave me this reply. I have a little meadow I kept for you in store, and it's only due I should tell you true, never was mowed before. Hi, diddle-a-dum, diddle-a-dum, it never was mowed before. Said, me handsome young man, if for more that you be, I'll give you good employment, so come along with me. Well, it was me good employment to wander up and down with my tearing scythe all too contrived to mow her meadow down. Hi, diddle-a-dum, diddle-a-dum, to mow her meadow. And with courage being undaunted, I stepped out on the ground. And with my tearing side, I then did strive to mow her meadow down. I mowed from nine till dinner time, it was far beyond my skill. I was obliged to yield and to quit the field, and the grass was growing still. Diddle-a-dum, diddle-a-dum, the grass was growing still. And the mower she kissed and did protest, this fair maid being so young. Her little eyes they glittered like to the rising sun. She said, I'll strive to sharpen your scythe, so set it in me hand. Then perhaps you'll return again to mow me meadowland. Hi, diddle-a-dum, diddle-a-dum, to mow me meadowland. Hi, diddle-a-dum, diddle-a-dum, to mow me meadowland.
As a young man, I used to like girls. I'd tickle their bodies and play with their curls. But my girlfriend ran off with a sailor named Bruce. Now you'd never be treated that way by a moose. Moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many women, my life has been loose. But I've never had anything quite like a moose. Whenever I feel I'm in need of a lay, I goes to me cupboard and pulls out some hay. I leans out me window and spreads it around, for a moose always comes when there's hay on the ground. Moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many women, my life has been loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've done it with all sorts of beasties with hair. I'd do it with snakes if their fangs wasn't there. I've had me a chicken, a duck, and a goose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. Moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many women, my life has been loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. The good Lord made Adam, and then he made Eve. He said, if you sins, then I'll ask you to leave. They left not because of Eve's forbidden fruit, because Adam decided that mooses were cute. Moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many women, my life has been loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. Scotsmen are known for their fondness of sheep, but other companions they will also keep. They don't want you thinking their morals are loose, but they'll forget sheep when they're offered a moose. Moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many women, my life has been loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. Purple gorillas on Saturday night.
Lions and tigers, they puts up a fight, but it just ain't the same when you slams their caboose as a feeling you get when you're helping a moose. Moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many women, my life has been loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. Now I am old and increasing in years. I looks on me past and I sheds me no tears. I sits in me chair with a glass of matouse, playing hide the salami with Millie the moose. Moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many women, my life has been loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose. And then he said, I went to the desert a moose for to find. I came back frustrated, near out of my mind. For camels remind me of moose just a bit, but a moose always swallows while camels just bit. Moose, moose, I like a moose. I've never had anything quite like a moose. I've had many women, my life has been loose, but I've never had anything quite like a moose.
And that was The Moose by the Iris and Rose from The Bust of Iris and Rose.
It's such a nice bust. Anyway, before that, we had The Mower by Mark Gunn from his album Kilted for Her Pleasure.
And that brings us to the end of our body show. And sadly, we didn't even get Kristen on.
That's okay. I'm sure the shame of this will follow her around the internet.
I'm sure. So do you have any great words of wisdom or a deep thought for this body show?
You know, nothing that I can say without my wife coming downstairs and smacking me on the back of the head.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that would not be good for you. No. But I bet you there are some fans out there who would probably find that amusing.
Oh, I'm sure there's a long list of people.
Yeah. Shall we finish up the show then?
Sure. Tune in next podcast to see if Joe survives the night.
Yeah, really. You'll have to let us know.
I'll be sure to send you an email or something. Yeah.
So we're going to end the show with Do Virgins Taste Better by Water Street Bridge from Oh Death.
But he won't go away now he spoke to the king. They've worked out a deal, no more homes he will burn, no more crops he will steal. There is but one catch, we dislike it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him, a virgin to lunch. Now we've no other choice but this deal to respect, but we can't help but wonder and pause to reflect. Oh, do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter or juicy, or what do you savor? Them so gulp them down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now we'd like to be shed you in many have tried, but no one can get through your thick scaly hide. We hope that someday some brave knight will come by. We can't wait around till you're too fat to fly. And do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter or juicy, or what do you savor? 'Em so gulp 'em down on the spot. things taste better than those who are not. Now you have such good taste in your women for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure, but your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch, for your favorite entree is barbecued wench. And do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter or juicy, or what do you savor them? So gulp them down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now we've found a solution, it works out so neat. If you insist on nothing but virgins to eat, no more will our numbers ever get small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all. And do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter or juicy, or what do you savor them? So gulp them down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Oh yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. They are salty or sweeter or juicy and hot. You can savor them, so gulp them down on the spot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.